来下午第二节的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll begin the second session.
唱诗第七首。
Sing hymn number 7. Please be seated.
我们来祷告啊，求主带领我们第二节的聚会，我们这个一节有一个钟头的长。
Let's all pray and ask God to guide this session, for it will be 1 hour long.
我们来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
最近有一个弟兄搬家。
Recently, there was a brother who moved.
啊，那很多人都跟他恭喜，哇，你搬家了。
And many people congratulated him for moving.
哦，他问说，那你为什么恭喜
？And he asked, why are you guys congratulating me?
搬家越搬越大，不是要恭喜吗
？They said, well, if you're moving, you're probably moving into a bigger house. Isn't that something to congratulate you upon?
他说，你到我家来看。
He said, come to my house to see.
他弄好就请大家去他家聚会。
And after he finished furnishing his house, he invited people to come over to study the Bible.
结果他搬的比以前更小的家。
And so it turns out that the place where he moved to is smaller than his previous home.
大家很惊讶。
And so the others were shocked.
怎么会往下降？
They wondered why he moved to a smaller house.
现在这样的情况很少。
And this is this is not that common of an occurrence.
那我认识这位弟兄，我知道他最近一两年信仰非常的追求。
I know this brother, and so I know that recently he's been pursuing his faith.
那信仰一追求，就会发现多不一定是福气。
And then you'll find that as you pursue in your faith more and more, you'll find that just having an abundance of things may not necessarily be a blessing.
在两天前我在 New York Times 读到一篇文章。
Two days ago, I was reading an article in the New York Times.
题目叫 Living with Less.
The title of the article is Living with Less.
就是说活在很少的当中。
Which is to live in a smaller place or with less things.
那这个作者呢，他在网络时代发了财。
And this this author gained a lot of money over the internet.
所以，他首先住的是3600尺的房屋。
And this author once lived in a 3,600 square foot building.
那就开始在买各样他所要买的家具的、电子产品的、电视啊。
And then this author bought the furnitures for the house, the electronics, television.
到最后他就发现哇生活太忙了。
But this author found that this life was too busy.
因为东西一多。
Because once you have many possessions,
你要花很多时间去整理去擦去修理。
You have to spend a lot of time to maintain your possessions.
外面的草皮要割。
You have to mow your lawn.
很多事情。
There's a lot of things you have to take care of.
所以后来他就搬家。
And so this author moved then.
搬到最后，他现在住的房子是420平方尺。
And now this author lives in a 420 square foot place.
从3600平方尺降到420平方尺。
From 3600 to 420 square feet.
那他写这个文章不是说他现在很痛苦。
And this author writes this article not to say that her life is very difficult or painful right now.
主要是讲说她得到自由了。
Rather, this author says that she has the author has gained freedom.
她从很多的当中得到自由，所以现在变成很少。
And so from having an abundance, now she has freedom, but with less things.
不是她没有那个能力。
It's not that she the author.Doesn't have the ability to gain multiple possessions.
他选择生活更简单。
Rather, this author chose to live a simpler life.
我想这个就是喜乐的来源，满知足。
So I think this is the origin of contentment, of the joy of contentment.
然后在他的文章里面，他有做一个研究。
And so in this article, the author cited a study.
他在提到1950年代。在美国平均的房子是983平方尺。
In the 1950s, the average house was 980 square feet. 983 square feet.
那到了2011年。
By 2011,
美国的房子平均是2480尺。
The average home is 2,480 square feet.
多了多少？差不多多了1500个平方尺。
And if we calculate, it's about an additional 1,500 square feet.
但是住在房子的比例没有增加。
But the number of people living in these average houses have not increased.
那1950年代啊，一个房子大概住3.37人。
In 1950, there are about 3.73 people on average living in that house.
到了2011年呢，一个房子大房子是住2.6个人。
And in 2011, the average amount of people is actually 2.6.
所以它这个统计数字就是说。人房子住了越来越大，里面的人越来越少。
So we can see that the trend is, though the houses continue to increase in space, the amount of people living actually decreased.
他就做一个研究，为什么房子会变这么大
？And so this author looked at the study and wondered why is it that the houses continue to get bigger.
那当然，其中有几个原因呢。
Of course, there are several reasons.
以前的人注重户外活动。
People in the older times went outside more, had more recreational activities.
那现在人注重里面的娱乐。
But now people enjoy the indoor activities.
所以客厅越来越大。
And so the living room space is greater.
但是还有一个原因呢。
But there's another reason.
就是现在很多房子都堆了很多的东西。
Which is that there are many possessions piled up inside a house.
Garage 打开不都是东西啊。
If you open the garage, there are plenty of things there.
所以现在人很忙啊。
And so people are busy today.
常常因为想要拥有很多。
Because they wish to have much things.
所以要更高的收入。
And so they want a higher wage.
因为拥有很多，所以需要更多的时间。
And so because they own so many things, they need more time.
所以就变成很忙。
And so they become busier.
那我们做一个基督徒。
So as a Christian.
当然圣经也没有讲说多少才是对的。
It doesn't tell us how much is correct, the correct amount.
但是圣经给我们一个原则。
But the Bible does give us a principle.
就是怎么生活。对我们的灵性有帮助。
Which is how to live so that we can help our faith.
要用这个来做指标来引导我们的生活。
And this principle is what we should use to direct our life.
怎么生活对我们的灵性有帮助。
So how is it that we can live so that we can improve our faith?
所以我们的生活不是在外面里面跟人抄的，别人这样我就要这样。
So we're not competing with others with our lives.
有时候会变成潮流。
If we do so, it'll just continue on.
有时候甚至在教会里面会变成潮流。
And even then, we'll see sometimes people compete in church.
但其实我们的信仰应该自己有一个主见。
But for us, we have to have our own basic principle.
对 ，basic principle 那这个主见是我们基于对圣经的认识，跟我们对神的信心来的。
And this basic principle or foundation is our knowledge of God.
如果我们看圣经的很多的人物
，If we look at the characters of the Bible,
我们就发现这个简单的生活其实是基督徒的一个方向。
We'll find that the simple life is a good direction for the Christians.
比方说，以利亚。
For example, the prophet Elijah.
他要面对以色列百姓。
And when he was to face the Israelite people.
因为他们要拜偶像。
Because the Israelites at that time worshipped idols.
所以信仰一直走下坡了。
And so the faith of the Israelites continued to be corrupted.
那现在神要训练以利亚。
And then so God wanted to train Elijah.
他怎么去训练？
How did he train him?
把他送到基利西旁。
He sent him to the brook in the desert.
什么都没有。
There's nothing there.
那吃什么？
So what did he eat?
乌鸦叼扁。
The crows brought some food.
那喝什么？
And what did he drink?
喝溪水。
He just drank the water from the brook.
就这样生活。
And so that was his life.
当所有的东西都拿掉的时候。
And when God took away everything.
就很容易专心在神的上面。
And it's easy to focus on God.
当我们拥有越多的时候
，So the more that we have，
就很容易分心。
Then we'll find that it's easy for our hearts to be divided.
所以这段时间操练过了。
And so after this training,
他看那个溪水渐渐少了。
Elijah saw that the brook, the water from the brook is less and less.
那就要对神有信心啊。
And so he had faith in God.
啊，神叫我来，神一定会负责。
And so he said that God called me here. God will take responsibility.
那乌鸦叼饼呢？
And what about the crows?
啊，乌鸦叼饼，你有没有办法控制啊？
And you can't control what the crows bring.
肚子饿，你告诉神，神就差乌鸦来。
When he was hungry, God knew, and so God brought the crows to give him food.
所以在那个很简单的生活里面啊，培养他的服侍神的心智跟能力。
So that simple life cultivated Elijah's heart of servitude and reliance on God.
那这个阶段训练完了，现在神把他送到寡妇的家。
And so after that training, he was sent to a widow's home.
啊，那寡妇有什么？
And what does a widow have?
寡妇只剩下最后一点面。
The widow only had the last bit of flour left.
那打算做完吃的就等死。
And that is after she made that bread, that last piece of bread, she would die after eating it.
没有生活比那更简单啊。
So we see that the life is simple for them.
以利亚说，你先做给我吃。
But Elijah said, make this bread for me first.
你那个罐里面的面啊，油啊，都不会减少。
And then you'll find that you will not lack flour.
这是一定是神感动他讲的。
And so this must have been something that God moved him to say.
哎，那个寡妇就照真的照这样做。
And so the widow obediently followed what Elijah asked.
把最后一块面啊做的饼给神差来的工人吃。
She made the last piece of bread with her last flour and oil, and she gave it to Elijah.
哎，接下去啊那个面跟油用不完。
And then we'll see from the Bible that the oil and the flour never diminished.
所以我们就发现了，少不等于没有。
So having less does not mean that you don't have anything.
哦，他只剩下一团面。
We see that all she was left with was a bit of flour.
没有比这个更少了。
There's nothing less than that.
那这个不等于他没有东西吃。
But that doesn't mean that she had nothing left to eat.
那东西从哪里来？
And where did this come from?
从神的恩典。
We see that through God's grace.
因为我们拜的是活神。
Because we believe in the living God.
好了，我们再看旷野路的生活。
Let's look at the journey in the wilderness.
他出埃及的时候，如果开始算
，If we count for the Israelites,
一天三餐
，three meals a day.
我们要走一百天
，100 days.
一百万人
，there are 1 million people.
哦，那所有的东西都预备好了，他没有办法出埃及，太重了。
And if you were to prepare everything for this journey, they could not leave Egypt. There's too many things that they need to bring.
抬不动了。
It's impossible.
哦，所以出埃及的时候就带简单的衣服就出去了。
And so when the Israelites left Egypt, all they had were their clothes to travel.
可以说没有了。
And you can say that they essentially had nothing.
没有比这更简单了。
That's the simplest you could get.
但这并不等于没有。
That doesn't mean that they had nothing.
啊，没有东西吃怎么办？
So what happens when they had nothing left to eat?
天降玛纳。
God sent manna.
没有水喝怎么办？
And without water.
磐石流水。
There was water from the rock.
那鞋子只有一双怎么办？
And they only had one pair of shoes.
四十年穿不会破。
But for 40 years, they wore those shoes and it did not wear down.
这个就是神的恩典。
And that is the grace of God.
所以当我们拥有很少的时候，
So when we have very little,
我们更容易体会到神的恩典。
It's easier for us to experience the grace of God.
我们更容易在属灵上专心。
It's easier for us to focus on the spiritual life.
当然，我们拥有很多的时候，能够很专心，这也很好。
Of course, if we are prosperous and we are still able to focus, that's a good thing too.
但是当我们拥有很多的时候，是不简单的。
But if we have a lot of things, it is not easy.
不是不可以的，不简单的。
It's not easy.
所以当我们在选择一个很复杂的生活方式
，So when we pick this more confusing life path,
复杂啊
complex.
这个等于我们自己在制造属灵生活的一个障碍。
If we choose this complex life, then it means that we're trying to prohibit our own faith.
因为我们越复杂，分心的事情越多。
Because the more complex our life gets, the more divided our heart becomes.
所以主耶稣出来传道理。
So when Jesus came out to preach,
他们就有一个 评论。
They had a conclusion.
说施洗约翰不吃也不喝。
Which is that John the Baptist did not eat or drink.
他们说是被鬼附着。
Which is it was because he was possessed by the demons.
那主耶稣来又吃又喝。
When Jesus came, he ate and drank.
他们说是贪食好酒。
He was a greed and a glutton.
对，那如果我们现在要效法圣经人物，请问要效法谁？
So if we were to obey according to how they concluded, how would we follow?
又吃又喝不行，这个是贪食好酒。
If you eat and drink, you're a glutton.
不吃不喝，这个好像不正常，被鬼附着。
But if you don't eat and drink, you're not normal. You're possessed by a demon.
那我们就想，施洗约翰的任务就是跟以利亚一样。
So let's think back. The purpose of Elijah was, the purpose of John the Baptist was just like Elijah.
就是要把预备以色列人的心啊，
which is to prepare the Israelites people's hearts,
让他们悔改，
so that they can repent,
将来预备主耶稣的救恩。
And so this prepares them for the salvation.
不简单啊，
this is not easy.
所以施洗约翰需要有以利亚的心智能力。
And so John the Baptist needed the heart of Elijah.
那以利亚的心智哪里来的？从哪里来？
Where did the heart of Elijah come from?
从简单的生活来。
Came from a simple life.
所以这个简单的生活是我们基督徒啊需要努力的一个方向。
So this simple life is something that Christians should attain after.
好，我们先来回来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
好，腓立比书的第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
这个是第四章就在提到满足的喜乐。
So Philippians chapter 4 talks about joy of contentment.
我们的喜乐是从知足来的。
And that is, our joy comes from contentment.
我们来看第十节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 10.
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就是思念我，只是没有机会。十一节。
11.
我并不是因为缺乏说这个话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
这里说什么境况我都可以知足。
Here we see Paul writes that he has learned whatever state he's in to be content. 那这是
我学会的，这是学的，不是生来就这样的。
So we see that this is something he learned. He wasn't born with this ability.
这有一个过程的。
There's a process into this learning.
那这个什么情况都可以知足啊，就是十二节。
And so if we look at verse 12,
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或缺乏，随时随地我都得了秘诀。
Verse 12, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
这里说卑贱他也可以处得很好。
Here it says that he knows how to be abased, he's content.
丰富他也可以处得很好。
And he can be content when things are abound.
有时候我们常常发现我们在丰富的时候我们很热心。
We'll find that often when we are in times of prosperity, we are willing to work for God.
我们很感谢神。
We thank God.
但是我们遇卑贱的时候，我们信仰就有动摇。
But once we have trials or have difficulties, then our faith wavers.
但是有的人倒过来。
But other people are the opposite of this.
就是在很丰富的时候，他离开神。
Which is during times of prosperity, they leave God.
因为他觉得不需要神。
Because they feel that they don't need God.
但是有一天神把他的东西都拿掉。
But one day, when God takes away all their possessions,
他又跑回来，他需要神。
Then they come back because they need God.
所以每个人情况不一样。
So every one of us has, the conditions are different.
因此神常常是按着我们所能够承受的范围来祝福我们。
And so God blesses us or gives us trials according to what we can handle.
所以有的人一生想要赚大钱，到死都没有赚到钱。
So that's why some people, though they wish to earn a lot of money, even to death, they still have not earned.
为什么？
Why?
因为神看他不能赚大钱。
Because God sees this person and knows that it's not good for them to earn a lot.
因为他有了, 他就离开神了。
Because if they earn a lot, then they leave God.
但是有的人没有想赚大钱, 机会就一直逮钱就一直多起来。
But some people who don't want to earn money at all, they are given more and more opportunities and they earn so much.
为什么?
Why?
因为神看他是配得祝福的。
Because God sees them and they are worthy to be blessed.
所以我们要做一个基督徒, 做到, 如果神给我丰富, 我的信仰也很好。
So we need to be a Christian to the point that even when we are prosperous, our faith is not shaken.
那如果神安排我到比较缺乏, 卑贱的, 我的信仰也很好。
And if God prepares us to be lacking in a few things, then our faith should still be firm.
那这个不是受洗起来自然会的。
And this isn't something that is automatically learned after being baptized.
这个是需要学的。
This is learned through a long process.
我们看, 13节,
if we look at verse 13,
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能,
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
所以要做到储丰富, 我们信仰也很好, 这个要靠神啊, 不然的话很容易流失的。
So in order to continue to have faith in whatever condition we're in, we need Christ.
但是要做到储卑贱也能够信仰很好, 感谢神,
See, in both conditions, in times of trouble or in times of prosperity, we still need Christ.
那当我们储丰富、储卑贱的，我们信仰都很好的时候，我们这个人就很有弹性了。And
so in times of prosperity or in times of difficulty, if we can continue to have the faith in Christ, we'll find that we will have great freedom.
那要做到这一点啊，有一个先决条件。And
so, but in order to be able to attain this, there's a condition before.
就是十一节我们刚刚所念的。And
that is verse 11, what we just read.
无论什么境况，我都可以知足。The
condition is in whatever state I am to be content.
所以啊，知足就会喜乐。And
so contentment will bring joy.
那要怎么样做到什么情况我都可以知足?
So how is it that we can be content in whatever state we're in?
我们来看 圣经里面的一句话。
Let's look at the Bible.
提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
然后敬虔加上知足的心便是大利。
Verse 6, now godliness with contentment is great gain.
第八节。
Verse 8,
只要有衣有食就应当知足。
And having food and clothing with these we shall be content.
所以圣经给我们一个最低的一个我们的标准。
So the Bible gives us a standard that we should be satisfied with.
说有衣有食就要知足。
As long as we have clothing and food, we shall be content.
他没有讲穿什么，他也没有讲吃什么。
It doesn't say what we eat or what we wear.
他只是说有东西吃，有衣服穿就要知足。
It says that as long as we have things to eat and clothes to wear, we should be content.
那知足就会很快乐。
And if we're content, then we will be joyful.
我们到非洲去传道里，有很多的经验。
And so when we go to Africa to preach, we have a lot of experiences.
其中有一个很宝贵的经验就是，如果你非洲可以生活下去的话，你回来的话，你就会很快乐。
And this precious experience we've had is that if you can live happily in Africa, then when you come back, you'll be very content.
因为在那里真的是已经把生活的 这个要求降到最低了。
Because when you live there, the things you expect out of life is already at its very lowest.
第一个就是有地方睡觉。Which
is the first is just a place to sleep.
你没有办法去挑，要什么弹簧床，什么都没有。You
don't have an opportunity to pick which type of bed you want.
特别是在80年代那个时候睡的那个床啊，是用那个 palm leaf 那个棕树的那个树枝去编的。
1980s, the beds that they were made there is made out of palm leaves.
那如果那个睡了一个一两个月以后回来家，就家里的床真的很好睡。
After sleeping in those palm leaf beds for 1 or 2 months, coming back to sleep in the beds here, it's very easy to sleep in them.
那吃什么?
And what do we eat there?
刚开始的时候就吃他们煮的。
In the beginning, we just ate what they cooked for us.
就是等的，好像我们现在的地鼠。
And it's very similar to the yams or those that we have.
毛粉。
And they grind the yams into a powder.
然后再烘干，然后再泡水，变成一团一团的。
And then they dry it and then put it, they soak it in water to make it into a paste.
或者吃那个很大条的香蕉。
Or we eat the bananas.
它不是香蕉，它很大条，看起来像香蕉。
Oh, sorry. It's a fruit that's very big and looks like bananas.
那如果那个吃得下去哦，回来每一样都很好吃。
And if you can stomach those things, by the time you come back, anything will taste wonderful.
我记得有一个爸爸，他说他女儿去多米尼加帮忙圣工。
I remember there's a father who told me about his daughter that went to Dominican Republic for holy work.
帮忙两次以后，他发现他女儿变成很成熟。
And after this daughter went twice to the Dominican Republic, he found that the daughter had grown.
回家都不会埋怨，每一件事情都很感谢。
This daughter wouldn't complain anymore about the things at home. Rather, she'd be very thankful.
Yeah, 你如果去多米尼加海边看他们住什么？
Because if you go to the Dominican Republic and see where they live,
有的是这个房子好像只有墙壁只有一半。
You'll see that their houses, some of them, it's only half of the walls are built.
上面再盖一个铁皮。
And then above, it's just a metal sheet.
现在可能比较好了，那是十年前。
Of course, that was 10 years ago, so maybe today it's a bit better.
那我们看一看，就再比较一下我们自己的生活，太好了。
And so if we compare our life to theirs, then we find that our life is truly greater.
所以要我们知足啊，有一个方法就是把我们的水准降低。
So a way to be content is to lower our standards or expectations.
这样我们就很容易知足。
And this will make it easy for us to be content.
但是我们人哦，常常是哦，灵性往下看，物质往上看。
But often we look down on our faith, on the spirituality, and we look up towards the physical things.
不是都浪费的哦，这个灵性往下看，就是说，你看谁两个礼拜来一次，我们每个礼拜来差不多了，不错了。
Excuse me, we look at others' faith and we see how they lack compared to ours.
但物质是往上比。
But we compare others' material possessions to ours and see how theirs is greater than ours.
你看谁有什么，谁有什么，我们都没有。
And so we say, look, they have all this, but I don't have it.
这样会很痛苦。
And so this would be very painful for us.
我们现在倒过来。
But if we flip it around,
物质要往下比。
And that is, we don't compare the physical things anymore.
把它压低，有衣有食就知足了。
As long as we have food and clothing, we'll be content.
那灵性往上比。
But we continually compare faith to others.
别人这么热心，我们也应该可以像他这样。
Oh, they're so fervent. We can be like them as well.
当我们能够这样做的时候，我们的喜乐就会增加。
If we can do this, then we'll find that our joy will increase.
所以喜乐从哪里来？
So where does joy come from?
从知足来的。
That is from contentment.
知足从哪里来？
And where does contentment come from?
从操练来的。
That is through training.
怎么操练？
So how do we train ourselves?
把我们的水准往下降。
That is to push our expectations to its lowest.
这个是一个过程。
And this is a process.
那第二个，我们要知足啊，非常重要，就是另外一个方法。
There is another important thing to do to be content.
当神满足我们的时候
，When God satisfies our desires,
我们对世界的需求就减少了。
Then we don't desire the things of this world anymore.
有感谢神，没有也可以。
If we gain anything, we thank God. But if not, we thank God as well.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
十六章。
John chapter 16.
十一节。
John chapter 16, verse 11.
十六章十一节。
John chapter 16, verse 11.
这一些事我已经对你们说，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。约翰十五章，对不起。
Sorry, John chapter 15, verse 11. 15, verse 11. 15, verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full.
这里讲好，你的喜乐叫我的喜乐存在你心里。
And so we see that your joy is full is that my joy may remain in you.
你的喜乐可以满足。
And so that your joy is full, you can be satisfied.
心如果满足。
And if your heart is satisfied,
你对为外在的物质啊需求就不高了。
Then you won't really desire the things of this world.
因为我们去追求很多外在的物质，其实到最后还是要满足我们的心的。
Because the purpose of desiring the things of this world is to fulfill our heart.
那你这个心如果满足，你对外在需求就不高了。
But if you're content in your heart, then you don't desire the things of this earth.
有一次我在带，大概是在教员讲习会吧。
One time I was at a seminar.
我就问那些参加的。
And so I asked those who were attending.
谁的手机超过三年？
How many of you have your cell phone for over 3 years now?
哎，发现到不少。
I find that there were over 10 who had their cell phones for over 3 years.
年轻人哦，用手机超过三年，我真是很佩服。
I'm impressed with those who have used their phones for over 3 years.
为什么？
Why?
新的出来，他就拿在手里，这个哦，这个丢脸了。
Because when the new cell phones come out, the youths pick up their old cell phones. It seems shameful for them.
想办法要说服爸爸妈妈，我替你做苦工也没关系，就是换新的。
They want to help their parents or satisfy their parents so that they can get this new phone.
这样会很痛苦的。
And so this is painful for them.
因为新的又出来了。
Because then suddenly another new model comes out.
那你能够用到，只要它会响，都功能都很好，但是我可以用。这个就是你内心要满足啊。
But if you can use it so that you know all the, you just use it for its functionality, then you're content with it. That's good.
我的快乐不是拥有新的 cellular phone.
Because my happiness doesn't come from having this new cellular phone.
这是一个工具。
This is just a tool for me.
不是靠这个来提高我的身价。
I don't use this to enhance my status.
所以我神在我里面满足我，你就发现了，一直用五年也可以，只要能够用。
So we'll find that as long as God is there, and it gives them contentment, then using a phone for 5 years is easy.
那这样我们就自由了，就喜乐了。
And then this will give us freedom and happiness.
那如果没有里面那个神在满足，你就常常就觉得不够。
But if God is not giving us this contentment, then we'll find that Well, it's not enough. Nothing is enough.
你就不会快乐，比不上人，不会快乐。
And then you won't be happy because you cannot compare to others.
做基督徒变成一个束缚。
And then so being a Christian becomes painful.
其实做基督徒很自由。
But truly, being a Christian is free.
你如果需要，你就去换。
If you have a need, you can change it.
那你如果有会动，你也不需要去换。
But if it's useful for you and it fulfills all your needs, you don't need to change it.
这个就很自由了。
And so this is freedom.
所以腓立比书在讲那个喜乐，就是学习来的，靠主。
So Philippians, the joy it talks about, the contentment talks about, is something we need to learn.
好，我们现在回来看腓立比书的第四章。
We turn to Philippians chapter 4.
第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐，第五节。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Verse 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
一当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安必在耶稣基督保守你们心怀意念。这里谈到要喜乐还有一点。
Here it talks about to be rejoicing. There's another point.
所以要靠主常常喜乐。
It says that rejoice in the Lord always.
那为什么说要靠主？
So why does it say to rely on the Lord, to rejoice in Him?
第六节。
Verse 6.
要一无挂虑。
It's that we don't need to be anxious.
因为有挂虑你就不会喜乐。
Because if we are anxious, we will not be joyful.
但是人很容易有忧虑。
But it's very easy for man to worry.
圣经说明天的难处一天当了就够了。
It says that the Bible tells us that worrying just for tomorrow is enough for us.
但是有时候我们忧虑不是明天啊。
But sometimes when we worry, it's not just about tomorrow.
忧虑十年，忧虑二十年以后。
We worry 10 years, 20 years down the future.
那这样就不会喜乐了。
And if we do so, we will not be joyful.
那靠主常常喜乐什么意思？
So what does it mean to rejoice in the Lord, to rely on Him?
要借着祷告祈求感谢，将我们所要的告诉神。
Which is through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, we make our requests.
就是常常祷告交托。
which is we are passing off to God in prayer.
要把我们的问题要祷告交托。
Which is we give our questions to God.
那有的人说要祷告多久？
And so some people ask, how long do we pray?
要祷告到我们的问题交托出去了，你心里平安了。
We pray until our questions are completely out of our hearts. We don't worry about them anymore. We give them completely to God.
但是我们今天交托出去了，明天可能又忧虑会跑回来。
But sometimes when we, on that day, we truly give it to God, but the next day, we might worry again.
那明天就开始再祷告，再交托。
And so tomorrow, the next day, we pray again, continue.
这样一直操练，操练到最后，我们把忧虑交给神。
And so if we continue to, this, to do this, we continually train ourselves, and so that we continually do, give the worries of our lives to God.
第七节说，神所示，从神那里会有一个回应。
And then we'll see that there will be a response from God.
就是神所示，出人意外的平安。
And then we'll see that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding.
神会听了，会看顾了。
God will listen, and he will take care.
所以要知足常乐，就是要把我们的困难哦。我们的挂虑啊，交托给神。
So we have to not be anxious about anything. We have to give all our burdens to God.
神就会看顾我们前面的道路。
And then God will watch over our paths.
那这就是我们信仰生活很重要的秘诀。
And so this is a secret to living a Christian life.
那这个交托的道理哦，有时候交托常常要跟等候在一起。
But of course, if we give something to God, we often have to be patient.
如果只有交托没有等候，越祷告越急啊！为什么祷告还没有实现？
If we pray and we leave these things up to God, but if we don't, if we aren't patient, we'll find that we'll become more and more anxious.
那神有神的时候啊。
And we have to realize that God has His own timing.
但是交托了，等候了，到神的时候到了，神就看顾我们的需要。
And so if we pray, we give things to God, and we wait patiently, then God will take care of it.
好，我们再看第八节、第九节。
Let's look at verse 8 and verse 9.
特别是第九节。
Especially verse 9.
你们在我身上所学习、所领受、所听见的、看见的、学习，这是你们要去行，是平安的神就必与你们同在。
Verse 9, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
神就是满足我们的来源嘛。
So God is the source of all our satisfaction.
满足我们就容易知足啊。
And if God satisfies us, then it's easy for us to be content.
那神要满足我们哦，要去追求。
But for God to satisfy us, we need to pursue.
所以这个听见看见的事你们要去行，是平安的神就不与你们同在。
So the things we learned, received, heard and saw, we need to do so that the God will grant us peace.
看见的、听见的、学习的要去行。
So everything we see, we hear, we learned, and we received, we need to do.
那神就与我们同在，我们就平安了。
And then God will abide us with us, and we will have peace.
我们就很容易知足。
And then it'll be easy for us to be content.
所以要试着学习去行道。
So we need to practice the word of God.
然后神跟我们同在，我们就很喜乐、很满足。
And once God abides with us, we will be full of joy and peace.
有一些信徒啊，他们在开始在网络下载一些那个 MP3 啊，一些圣乐的、念圣经的、讲道的这个。
So there are some youths who download the MP3s of sermons, testimonies, other topics.
有一次有一个信徒告诉我，他列了好多名单哦，他说谁谁谁谁谁谁听，发现都改变了。
And there's a youth who told me all these people, all these people have changed.
真的，我们如果哦。有时候道理听一次就忘记了。
It's true that if we listen to a sermon once, we might forget it.
你用 MP3 有的比较，你觉得对你比较有造就的，听两三次。
But if you have an MP3, you can continually listen to those that apply to you or are edifying to you.
那这样啊，你听多了以后，那个心啊，有神的话在里面。
And when you listen to it more and more, then the word of God will be in your heart.
And
then you'll find that you have this peace.
And
then the values change, and so you change. And then we find that our life will truly be free. So faith is something we must pursue. And then the blessings of God will follow. And then our life will be full of joy and contentment. Let's sing hymn.